But for quantum technology, it's completely different because quantum technology doesn't work off zeros and ones. It's almost intuitive. It reaches out in hundreds of directions simultaneously. And because of superpositioning and other things involved with how it works, it means that it can also come up with the answers to the questions based upon the information that it is absorbing from sources that we won't even know what they are at times, because it has so much reach. So,
well, it's also going to facilitate simulations and what if scenarios that allow them to consider options or potential risks or potential mitigating controls that they hadn't considered before. So it can enhance the decision making process, but it certainly opens up a lot of risk because, you know, it doesn't matter how far out they're reaching. Even quantum computers are relying on data that was created previously. By whom or by what, it's not necessarily important, but if that data is flawed, then what they come up with is going to be flawed.
You're talking about another version of garbage in and garbage out.